Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jeff Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Herstal Jones is here. Herstal is a new friend. He's the president, the founder of Jones & Associates, Premier Financial Solutions. He's an independently registered investment advisor and a fiduciary. That's what we're going to talk about today. I've asked Herstal to join us to talk about some of the rulings that have been coming out over the last, I guess maybe a year or so. The Department of Labor changed the way fiduciaries, the expectations of fiduciaries, like Herstal, and with a ruling, and now some of that's being undone by President Trump. And I've asked Herstal to join us and kind of help us understand what's going on. Herstal Jones, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. I really appreciate you having me on the show today.
Good to have you here. And by the way, his new book is called The New World of Retirement, a guidebook by David Herstal Jones III. Okay, Herstal, how did I do in setting up our talk? How did I straighten me out if I missed something?
Well, Jim, I think you did a great job. You know, it's actually a pretty complex situation, but it all started back with the Dodd-Frank, you know, the Dodd-Frank bill. And the Dodd-Frank bill is a huge bill from the economic crash in 2008.
Yep.
And so it's primarily a big bank bill.
A reactionary, it was a reactionary bill.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And like I said, it's a big bank bill. It really affects the banking sector in regards to lending practices. So, you know, here we are, you know, in 2017. So it took 7 years to basically implement it. And it's still not 100% there.
Right.
So, you know, this said it's not going to obviously be removed easily or quickly. And Trump cannot actually do that himself. He needs Congress as well. So, but that bill really affects the big banks, not so much the individual advisors and advisory firms. So what I'm really an expert in is the fiduciary rule, which is the most recent crackling in our industry.
Mm-hmm. And that came from the Department of Labor, didn't it?
Exactly. You know, so
tell the audience in case they're a little fuzzy, remind people what a fiduciary is.
So a fiduciary is really a fiduciary has the highest level of client obligation, Jim. A fiduciary must always, regardless, put the client's interest first. Whereas a broker or an agent, they just have to offer suitable solutions.
They've got a broker has an implied fiduciary. But you have
maybe an applied fiduciary, but they're not. They don't need to uphold themselves with that legal obligation.
No, but people expect them to be fiduciaries, whether they're legally bound or not. But you have an explicit fiduciary in what you do.
That is precisely right, and so that's the first advice for your listeners: is to know where you get your advice. Do your homework. You know, in my book, The New World of Retirement, a guidebook, I have a top 10 checklist to actually go through when you're interviewing an investment advisor, a financial advisor. And those are the terms that are so loosely used out there, financial advisor or an investment advisor, but they actually have definitions. Mm. And in my opinion, as a professional in the industry, people definitely want to be working with a fiduciary because they're going to have their best
interest. So you need to ask them, are you a – now, this is if that's what you want. If you want a fiduciary, you need to ask whoever you're dealing with, are you a fiduciary?
Yes, precisely. And how are you compensated? How are you compensated
all right,
for your advice?
Now, that's another thing. We've talked about this on the show before, and I've known about this for a long time. I used to be in the syndication industry, you know, back in another life in the 80s. You've got two different ways, maybe I guess three different ways of being compensated, right?
Well, you have commissions. You know, brokers and agents are primarily compensated through commissions,
right.
And they have to offer suitable investment solutions. They don't
so
need
there's
to offer
a potential for conflict there. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely, there's a potential for conflict. There's no doubt about it.
It's not automatic, but it's there because I'm getting commission on something I'm recommending to you. All right, go ahead.
Right, so there may be a conflict of interest. There may be a conflict of interest there. So are you looking out for your pocketbook or your client's pocketbook? Whereas a fiduciary that's fee-based, your compensation, regardless of transactions, for example, you're not transaction-oriented, you're advice-oriented. So, if you know, regardless of how many times a portfolio is traded, you're not being compensated for that. You're being compensated on the amount of assets managed or for an hourly advice fee for your client.
And of course, there actually are, over the last few years, there's something that's kind of a hybrid between the two, isn't there? There are people who can take commission, and they're also
fee-based. Yes, they can, and they need to disclose that. If you are a fiduciary, you must disclose that.
If you're going to take anything, if Herstal sells you an insurance policy as a full fiduciary, you're only getting paid when your client pays you a fee.
Well, that's an interesting question, Jim. So basically how that works is the insurance industry, they compensate via commissions. They don't pay fees. And so what a fiduciary needs to do is if you have a fiduciary responsibility, when you're talking to a client, and if an insurance solution is going to be the best possible solution to your knowledge as a professional for the client, you must disclose that you're going to be selling that insurance policy to that client through the insurance company.
But is your fiduciary still an umbrella over all that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, folks, this is important because it's becoming more important. I think more and more people, after Madoff and all the other stuff that's going on, I think people are, and Sanford and all that, I think people are more sensitive to these things these days, don't you think?
Well, there's no doubt about it, and I think the fiduciary rule, Jim, is a good rule. I mean, the spirit of the rule, I really believe in 100%, but I can also tell you, you know, as a small business owner, and this is what you talk about all the time on your show, you know, as the president and founder of an RIA, a registered investment advisory firm, and one who serves as a fiduciary to my clients, I'm completely on board with the fiduciary rule and obligation. But, you know, the challenge comes with the implementation. That's where the issue is right now, what all the talk in the news is
but
about.
But now the Labor Department expanded the rule of the concept and the application of fiduciary, didn't it?
Well, they did. And so that's what everybody's going back and forth on.
Quickly set that up in 20 seconds, and then we'll finish talking about it in the next segment. What did the Labor Department do?
Well, the Labor Department wanted to, they're actually going to implement the DOL rule, okay, effective April 10th. But because it is so complex, Trump has actually tasked the DOL to relook at the rule and to prepare an updated economic and legal analysis to actually determine whether the rule is likely to harm investors.
When we come back, we're going to talk about what it means and why did a lot of people get so excited about it, and not always in a good way. 20 after, right back with Herstal Jones. The book is called The New World of Retirement.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.